Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show, the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
And this is the Roman Show, getting all the angles and covering all the mixed martial arts action here in South Florida. And this Friday night, June 22nd, at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale, UFC veteran Steve Bruno will be in action for Fight Time Promotions 10. And he is on the line with us right now. Steve, how are you, my man?
Hey, I'm good. And let me just say that's the most intense radio show intro I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's all about intensity, Steve. You know, you and
that's
I
right.
And your brother Mike, we love the pro wrestling and we love the excitement.
Right.
So I try to bring a little bit about that into the show.
Definitely, man. I'm a huge pro wrestling fan. Probably a bigger fan of pro wrestling than I am mixed martial arts, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, I think I asked that to Mike the other day. When are we going to see the Bruno brothers in action one day, perhaps in this great circle?
I know that I could be a great manager, but I'm not a good worker, man. My little brother, he knows all the spots. He's been wrestling for a long time. But, man, when I manage my bandage, or when I coach my amateurs, I'm pretty much out there pretending to be a pro wrestling manager. You know, that's how I live, man. I think I could really help put some of the younger talent over as a manager in pro wrestling, but not as a talent.
You don't get any heel heat, though, while you're coaching these guys, right?
Wait, don't you get any what?
Heel heat.
No, maybe a little bit of heat, but not much.
That's pretty funny.
But it all comes down to it, yeah. I'm too much of a face to be a heat man, to be a heel man. You know?
All right, Steve, let's talk about it. This Friday night, you're going to be fighting Anderson Melo. He's out of MMA Masters from Miami, Florida, and obviously you're representing American Top Team over there in Coconut Creek. It's a big battle between you guys. Down south in Miami and then a little up north in Broward. Tell us about this competition both these camps have.
You know, it's really funny. In the last couple of days, is the first I'm hearing about some kind of rivalry or anything like that. You know, but like, look, dude, AKA, there are rivals. You know, those camps like that, the Black House is our rival. The top gyms in the world, those are the people that we consider American Top Team's rivals. You know, these are guys that are just so happen to live in the same state and train in the same state. But no, they're not, as a camp and as a team, they're not on our level. And another thing, you know, I know if you want to make it a rivalry, if that sells more tickets, whatever, that's fine, but I don't know what's going on with their program over there. I look at their picture with all their black belts. I don't know if they're pumping black belts out of a damn vending machine over at that gym, but I'm a Ricardo Laborio purple belt, and that pretty much says that I have basic skills to give any jiu-jitsu man at any level a good match on this earth, something I'm very proud of. But, you know, pretty soon Level will be walking around with a black belt, you know, and that's something I take very serious, so. We'll see, man. He's going to bring what he's got to the table, and I'm going to bring everything I got. And just, you know, we all know what's going to happen. Everyone knows this fight's for me. I could go in there and fight a broomstick and put on an entertaining match, but this match is mine, man.
Now, Steve, there is some connection, though, with MMA Masters and ATT, as Daniel Valverde at one point did train over there in American Top Team.
Yeah, he trained with me, too, yeah.
So there is some sort of connection there. And I see this whole rivalry, in-state rivalry, if you want to call it. It's kind of like, you know, FSU versus them. But Anderson Melo, he's 8-6. You obviously being a veteran in the sport, fought all over the world, fought in the UFC about three times. Now, you took a layoff almost 2 years. It's going to be a little more than a year and a half now. Yep. And you're coming back. What made you come back, Steve?
You know, I've been trying to come back this whole time, but, you know, I changed my training a lot. Like, I don't spar hard anymore. You know, I started competing in karate at 14 years old, had my first MMA fight at 17. I know what it's like to get hit. I know what it's like to be punched. I just toned it down. I don't need those gym wars anymore, so I focus more on my conditioning, my diet. I'm drill like a madman, drill kickboxing, drill wrestling. I go live with the wrestling, but the repeated shots to the head and repeated shots to my body were adding up, and it was keeping me out of practice. Like, if I would show up to spar, you know, you get these guys who visit ACT. They come in once a week. They feel great. I'm in there killing myself every day, and now they want to spar, and they start hitting me hard. So, you know, of course I'm going to hit hard back, and the next thing you know, I'm having a full-scale MMA fight and not getting paid for it, and that's the truth, you know, and I don't need that anymore. All I need to do to beat Anderson Melo is show up in shape and refine the skills that I already have. I know that. My whole camp knows that, and that's what I did. But here's the thing. I've never looked in better shape. I've never been sexier than I am right now, and it's true. I might have been more pumped up. My body was a little more pumped up when I took out that green-haired punk from The Ultimate Fighter, Clayton McKinney. But this build that I have now, I'm in such good shape. There's no way that this skinny man can keep my pace. I know it. I know there's nothing this guy can do to me to hurt me. I watched this fight with Ayelton Barbosa, and Ayelton's a great fighter, but don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, Ayelton is still my sparring partner. You know, he's one of my juniors to me. He's still very green, and he beat Anderson. And I watched Anderson grapple against Soledad at this Naga tournament a few weeks ago. Well, Soledad's a capoeira guy. He's not even a jiu-jitsu guy, and you know, he better be bringing more to the table than heel hooks. And I know Anderson hasn't fought in a year either, and you ask yourself, like, how much could he have learned about boxing or this and that? Is this, well, man, if I was sitting on my ass not doing anything, then maybe we could talk like this would be a competitive fight, but I'm going to smoke check this guy, and he's going to regret the day that he took a fight against Hollywood Steve Bruno.
Now, that's one thing, Steve, that they always talk about over there in MMA Masters is this capoeira martial art. Mm. And I don't see too many others using this, but they say that it's an advantage to them because of their use of kicks and whatnot. Anything you have to say about that?
Listen, I've been in karate, you know, since I was 14. I know all the kicks. I know all the angles. It's very hard to surprise me. Look at the guys I've had the privilege of fighting. And I take a lot of honor in my losses. Look at some of the top talent I fought. Guys from Team Quest, guys from the Miletic camp, guys from Extreme Couture in Vegas. I've fought these guys. I've seen everything. I know what a spin kick looks like. I've even studied a little capoeira myself. I remember the movie Only the Strong with Mark Dacascos. I grew up with that stuff. It's very hard to catch me with those things because I've done it all. I'm a true martial artist. I've even done styles of Kung Fu, Hungar Kung Fu. I did a little bit of capoeira, Tang Sudo, Shotokan Karate, American Wrestling, shoot boxing, it's like an MMA fight with 16-ounce gloves and takedowns, and man, I've done it all. It's very hard to surprise me, and plus I have a few surprises myself.
So, come this Friday night, you're going to deliver something that, well, it's been almost a little more than a year and a half in the making. What has been the buzz? I mean, tell me, the camp, the folks, the fans, says, you know, it's about time we see you back in the cage.
Yeah, you know, I missed the spotlight, to be honest. It was a lot of fun having my students doing really well. They went 41-9 with 2 losses as their record in amateur Muay Thai and amateur MMA. I coached the amateurs at the top team headquarters, and my little brother has been doing good, throwing people all around the cage. And he's got my brother has the best slams in East Coast mixed martial arts by far. No one could throw another human being like my little brother can, but that only stays so exciting for a while. And, you know, and I've been looking at these guys, at least on the local level, and there's so much missing, man. You know, I was like, what's going on? And I'm not even talking about just what you see in the octagon as far, what you see in the cage as far as the skill level goes, man, there's no characters. No one's got personality. No one's had the entrance music of these fighters even sucks, you know? It's nothing that's entertaining me. So I'm going to bring a little bit more of that entertainment value. And Fight Time needs a guy with a little bit of personality without the bad attitude. I'll bring as much personality as I can while still being kid-friendly and still being a gentleman, and that's what Steve Bruno's all about.
Now, out of all the promotions that exist right now, why did you decide to go with Fight Time?
Well, Miami sucks. I know you're a Miami guy. I don't want to be going. Hollywood's fans don't want to travel all the way to Miami, okay, to go. By the time I get done fighting, it's already 3 in the morning. By the time we get back to beautiful Pompano Beach and the night's over, you know, I don't want to burden anyone with having to drive down there. And the CFA is a cool organization, but they only push Spanish-speaking fighters, okay? You don't have to be a fool to figure that out. I'm not going to get the push I need. Fight Time has been marketing me correctly. I had my first fight with American Top Team at the War Memorial, so it kind of feels like coming home, and that's why I made that choice to fight with Fight Time.
And let's talk about the War Memorial, because you had, in your young career, several fights there.
Yep.
There was a very old-school promotion, the AFC, Absolute Fighting Championship. Can you take us back to those days? And how much MMA has changed in South Florida?
Man, think about if you could do a who's who of the guys who went through the AFC and made it to the big show, like Dennis Kang, Mike Brown, Edson Sneez, myself, you know, Eve Edwards went through the AFC, Dennis Hallman, a ton of guys went through the AFC before they made it to the UFC. It used to be, you know, there's every single person on
Dean
the card.
Dean Thomas, I think, right out there, too, no?
Dean Thomas, too. You know, if I'm missing any names, please excuse me. No disrespect to the fighters whose names I miss. There's just so many of them. Even Pitbull, Thiago Alves fought there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person on that show was a star in the making. It's true. Every single guy. Pat Healy, Paul Daly, the Outlaw, Dan Hardy fought in AFC. It was just Brad Pickett's another guy. Just, I could go on and on and on of all the talent that went through there. It was just that's why what made the AFC so special is because all those guys went on to do something awesome. And it was really an honor and a privilege to be part of that group. And hopefully when the books are written, I'll have my name included in there.
And has MMA changed in South Florida for the good or for the worse or for the... In the middle.
You know, I've had a little bit of a problem with the way that amateur MMA is going. Put some gloves on those freaking guys. Those guys are pounding their heads in with just a regular old MMA glove and a wrap. When I started, when my first fights when I was 17, it was no helmet and you could bring your own helmet. It was a helmet and 16-ounce gloves with submissions and knees and punches, and you could punch on the ground, and it was 1 10-minute round. It was very safe, very, you know, it still could be brutal. There were still knockouts, but you know, if you weren't getting paid, like, no, people are fools, man. And this is, you know, there's another thing, I'm really not cool with the whole amateur giving of these kids belts. Like, every amateur in South Florida has a belt. It's ridiculous the amount of belts that are circulating around South Florida. I can't believe, like, doesn't anyone fight each other? Like, how could everyone just be walking around with a belt? And let me just explain something that's going on in the state of California. Like, I had my friend Manolo Hernandez, he's a coach of Alex Soto and a few other guys in UFC. He called me asking me if I knew of any shows in Florida that I could connect him with, because there's so much amateur MMA in Florida, in California, that there's no room for professional shows anymore. A promoter, it's a no-brainer. A promoter could make just as much, you know, delivering a show of amateurs as he would professionals and not have to pay anyone. You know, I would just hate to see that happen in South Florida. So we'll see. Plus, you know, those gloves are ridiculous, man, that these kids are hitting each other with those little tiny gloves and not getting paid. I just think that's insane. Put a helmet on them or something. Helmet, MMA gloves, and shin guards. Maybe that'll be a little bit safer, but I'm not a huge fan of that.
And that's one thing I noticed, Steve, with the amateurs and as you coach these kids. They put the belt, but it doesn't seem like they earn it. You know, as long as you have two fights, you automatically get a belt.
I mean, it's all these. There's a lot of organizations, and you know, at the end of the day, it's the skill level. There's the level of mismatching is unbelievable, too. And I don't know. Hopefully, they figure this out. But it seems every other weekend a new amateur event is coming out, so it just scares me. You know, you got the CFA, and you got the Fight Time is two pro events down here. And then I'm just thinking, from West Palm Beach to Miami, there's about like four or five amateur MMA events. It's just, I don't want it to get too congested, you know what I mean? I mean, everyone deserves a chance to fight, but, you know, you got to leave some room for the professionals to work too, you know?
Right. And now, Steve, so you take this fight a little more than a year and a half in the making, but what's next after this? You get this victory, what next? Is your goal to return to the UFC?
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, I just take it one fight at a time. You know, I just want to see how this fight goes. You know, I'm envisioning it in my head. Every day that I get closer to the fight, I'm a little bit more confident. And, you know, just after I win, you know, I just won one fight at a time for now. I didn't sign any long-term contracts. You know, if the UFC wants to take me back with my new look and my new hair and my new physique, that's great. But if not, you know, life goes on, and you know, God willing, I'll fight at another Fight Time event.
And that's one thing about you, Steve, because you're as far as character, you definitely have it. You bring that persona to the table. You cut promos. You're good on the mic. But you know, UFC, they just had a recent incident with Mayhem Miller that he brought the boom back to you. Dressed up in peak and so forth. But at the end of the day, MMA is entertainment. People want to see entertainment. So what is your take as far as that, as far as what happened with Mayhem? And what is the limit? You know, when can a fighter bring his persona out? What is the cutting edge?
I think once you're in the cage, you know, you got to fight your fight. Like Tom Lawler is an example that, you know, he puts on a lot of, you know, he does a lot of crazy things on his way to the ring and on the way to the weigh-ins, but once he's in the cage, he's all business. I'm really unfamiliar with whatever Mayhem Miller did, but, you know, if he hasn't been doing too well lately in UFC. I don't know how serious he's taken his fighting, but, you know, the whole thing is this, you know, I don't even like to say I have a fan base. Anyone who's ever supported me in my career or cheered for Steve Bruno, I consider a friend. You know, I don't like to say I have a fan base, but you just first have got to be real, and then just like they tell you in pro wrestling, your personality times 10, and you know, and that's what I am. That's what I like to bring to that fight, the total confidence, not letting my friends down, going for moves like I normally do, going for submissions. I've had to jump on your back and submit you. I'll do that. I've never had a boring fight in my entire career, win or lose, and that's what people come to expect. Plus, there's not a lot of fighters that look like me. You know, I'm different. See, when I walk through the cage, when people don't know who Steve Bruno is, and they see my robes and they see me with maybe with my shades on. Too many fighters have been wearing sunglasses. I've been wearing sunglasses for my ring entrances since 2003, by the way. And, you know, when people see me, they're going to know that something different, something special is coming out. There's not just some run-of-the-mill fighter with some tap-out t-shirt and a faux hawk, you know?
Now, can you let us say what entrance piece you're going to coming out with, or are you going to keep that a secret to the day of the fight?
You know, I might have Slash's guitar solo from November Rain queued up. I was thinking maybe that. I got a couple other, maybe Have a Cigar, the Pink Floyd song, the version that Dave Grohl did. It's pretty cool, too. But, you know, it could change at the last minute. I always go through something the day or two before the fight, and I'll change my mind. So we'll see. It could be anything.
Right. Well, Steve, we look forward to seeing you in action this Friday night at the War Memorial.
Yeah, and I have a question for you. I have a question
What's
for
that?
You before
Go ahead.
You cut me
Go
off.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Who do you want to win this fight?
Must I really ask this question? I'm a journalist. I have to be impartial. I have to
be real.
Keep it neutral.
I spoke. This is my third radio interview, and they told me the second radio interview I did. I'm not going to mention any names. I don't put over other stations on your show, but they were saying they want to see me with my hand raised. You could say it, and if you don't say that you want me to win, then for me to lose, I'm going to have to get very, very injured. Okay, that's what he has to be ready to kill me. So you want to see me injured? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying
you want Bruno to win this fight.
All I can say is may the most entertaining fighter have the best fight. I'll leave it at that.
Unbelievable.
I'll leave it at that. As a journalist, you can't give away any prediction. You know that.
But if
we were wrestling, we could do it.
I leave the journalism up to you nerds that don't like to make predictions.
but if we were in wrestling, we could do that, though. You'd probably just have to like slam me or something, or choke slam me just for choosing the other guy or something. Steve, man, always a pleasure, man, and always glad to speak to you. And very entertaining. So good luck this Friday night. You can still get some tickets, I believe, at Ticketmaster.com. Or you can get it at the box office and go check out Steve Bruno in action.
Or
a little more than a year and a half.
Stop throwing that timeline out there. You know what I mean? I've been we keep saying that year and a half. A year and a half means something to people who have been sitting on their ass. I'm in there training every day, sparring every day, working on my look, my physique, my promos, training the next generation of fighters. Every Tuesday I'm in there doing my sparring. I'm doing my thing, man. That year and a half, it's 1 year and a half getting better and meditating. How do you like that?
I like that one better. 1 year, a little more than a year and a half of training and getting himself better than ever.
And getting more handsome.
Steve Bruno, and more handsome, and more productive and more strength, the whole nine yards. You're going to see
a whole lot more.
Steve Hollywood Bruno in action this Friday night at the War Memorial Auditorium. So you can get some tickets too at America's Top Seed, Coca Creek, Steve?
You know it. You get them to me. You want to support me? I get a little bonus if you want to buy a ticket from me, too. So help support a local MMA fighter. Someone who gave everything he had to this business.
There you go. See, if you got a Twitter account, I know you got your Facebook, obviously, but you got a Twitter.
Yeah, I got a Facebook. If you guys want to add me on Facebook, I don't do the Twitter thing, you know, but Facebook, if anyone wants to add me on Facebook, Steve Bruno has got the little Fight Time poster in there on my hair all slicked back if you want to add me. And anyone that's ever supported me, I can see. Manning strangers.
There you go. Well, Steve, good luck, my man. Steve Bruno and Anderson Melo going at it this Friday night in South Florida. Good luck, my man.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you, Steve. You too, my man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join The Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
And that, my dear friends, is the official The Roman Show theme song. So I hope all of you guys were doing a little headbanging there. We started off the show straight through with an interview with Steve Bruno, who had a few words to say about his opponent and the camp he fights out of. If you listen to the interview, we'd love to hear here tonight on the program. You can call us at 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. And you can follow the action on Twitter at RomanDH or hashtag RomanShow. Now, Randall Villafaña is supposed to be joining me shortly, but he might be a little tied up as he does co-host the show with me. Shout out there to my good friend and past co-host, Guillermo Garcia, who now is in Australia, and every now and then he'll come in and call into the show, but as you know, he did go to Australia, and he's out there, and he has a scoop as far as what's happening in the MMA community in Australia. Well, tonight, aside from Steve Bruno and the interview, which again, he had quite some few words to say about his opponent and his camp that he trains out of, MMA Masters, he also had a lot to say as far as his 1 year and a year and a half layoff, as far as, you know, he kept in shape. Although he wasn't in the cage, he did train. He was focusing on coaching these up-and-coming MMA fighters in the amateur leagues. And he'll be in action this weekend. And he's always an entertaining guy because you never know what this guy's going to do while he walks down all the way to the cage. But with that being said, we're going to flip the switch. And in just a few minutes, we're going to welcome the XFC president, Mr. John Prisco, here in the program, as XFC 18 will take place in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. And that program will air live on HDNet this Friday night. Mind you, this Friday night, it's MMA heaven because you have XFC 18, Bellator 71, and the UFC on FX4. So you'll have FX, Fuel TV, you'll also have MTV2, and you have HDNet. So I'm hoping you guys start TiVoing all these things, different TV sets, so you can go ahead and catch up afterwards. And locally, next Friday, CFA7, Never Give Up, will be live from the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. And let me tell you that show is going to be awesome. We were scheduled to have Bebe Monstro, Valdir Araujo, but trying to see if we get the phone call in later on today. But he is training, so we hope to hopefully get him on here at the end of the show. If not, then we could definitely have him here the following show as we work to have all these guys on the program. And you can count your money that next week we'll have a whole bunch of these guys here in the program, including the CFA featherweight champion, Jordan Parsons, who's going to be putting up his title on the line for the first time. And that main event is going to be headlined by Miami's own Luis Babun Palomino. He's a Bellator veteran. He's fought in Florida several times. He's been coined Miami's favorite, and he was also the most valuable fighter of CFA. And he is going to be going up against perhaps one of the most toughest opponents that he has, and that's Jay-Z, Cal Vacante. He fought for Strikeforce. He fought for Pride. He was a K-1 Hero tournament winner. The list goes on for this guy. And these two are going to meet next Saturday night, June 30th, at the Bank United Center, CFA number 7, Never Give Up. Now, if you want to go to the show for free, check this out. We are going to hook you up with a free pair of tickets to go see CFA 7 next Saturday night. Now, this is all you have to do. Very simple, very easy. And there are two ways. If you're on Twitter, find us at RomanDH and follow us. And when you do, make sure that you write in there, hashtag Roman Show, and we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to CFA 7 next Saturday night here in Coral Gables. Or you can do the old school way. Email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com with hashtag Roman Show. And we'll go and make sure to hook you up with a pair of tickets to CFA 7 Never Give Up. Also on that card, Alexis Vila. He also fought in Bellator, and he'll be in action. And as I mentioned, Vladimir Araujo will be in action against probably one of the... Personally, I think this is going to be the fight of the night, but that's just my opinion, although there are magnificent fights throughout the card. And Vladimir versus Santos. Two Brazilians are going to go at it in the cage in Coral Gables, Florida. I think the whole fight card is going to be amazing. But personally, like I said, Araujo versus Luis Santos is going to be perhaps the fight of the night. That's just my opinion. Of course, anything can happen. Alexis Vila will be fighting Joshua Sampo. Alan Arzeno will be fighting Mike Trujillo, which have been, both these guys have been going at it on social media. James Warfield is going to be meeting Abel Trujillo. And Trujillo had a controversial win last time he was here in Coral Gables. But with that being said, we're going to reach out now to none other, to the XFC president, Mr. John Prisco, who is on the line. How are you, Mr. John? How are you, sir? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure to have you taking some time off. I know tomorrow night you're going to have the weigh-ins over there in Nashville, Tennessee. But you got a great event. It's going to be airing live on HDNet, XFC18. If you're in Nashville, tickets are available on Ticketmaster.com, correct, sir?
That's correct, brother.
And, you know, the fight card is incredible. You got some female fighting in there as well. What can you tell us as far as what to expect this time around in Nashville, Tennessee with XFC 18?
Well, you know, it's a great card like all our cards. We match them very tough. We've got fighters from all over the United States. We've got some Florida fighters represented on the card. You know, one of them is from your part of the neck of the woods, Joe Ray. He's
right.
Starting off the night fighting a local favorite here in Nashville, Dustin West. And both of these guys throw bombs, and who knows what's going to happen. I'd be shocked if it gets out of the first round, but it's going to be a hell of a way to start the night. And we've got some other local favorites on this card. We've got another Florida fighter, Reggie Pena, on this card. He's a main event fighting John Salter, who has fought and won with the UFC. That's going to be a great fight as a main event. The co-main is real strong. We got two top-notch heavyweights, Scott Barrett and Gabe Salinas-Jones, fighting in the heavyweight division. The winner of that fight's got to probably going to be, you know, the number one contender in the XFC in that weight class. We've got our female fight, Heather Clark, coming back after that injury against Mariana Kayfetz. And she's fighting Avery Vilche, who's got a big win over Michelle Uhls. Should be a great fight. Scott Holtzman's fighting, both undefeated fighters, fighting Matt Metz. You know, it's a great card. And, you know, there are no easy fights with the XFC. And, and we just put two very tough fighters in the cage. We match them up real good, and we see who the better fighter is at on that given night.
Yeah, sir. We're looking forward to that big fight on XFC 18 on HDN. Now, what time does it start televising on TV?
Because we're in an hour difference. We're in a different time zone here. It's actually 10 o'clock Eastern time. It will be on HDN.
10 o'clock Eastern time. So you're going to get a whole bunch of fight cards there. Now, the prelims, they're not aired. Is there a way you could catch these fights though, somewhere?
The prelims, you know, we'll be reporting it. You'll see it online, but they film it, but it's not filmed live. So we're in 70 million homes, and it'll be, you know, a tape delay in those 70 million homes a few weeks later. But, you'll see the results of those fights, but you won't be able to see them.
Gotcha. And let's talk about XFC because you mentioned just a few seconds ago that you match your fighters accordingly with their record. And that's one thing that I brought up to one of our past guests, a promoter down here locally. And I tend to see this down here where they match up fighters, but you look at their record or you look at their experience and you kind of question something's not right here. And then at the end result, you end up getting maybe a minute knockout or a 30-second submission.
Listen, bro, there's no secret. There's a lot of one-sided fights going on in the industry. And I've seen quite a few of them happen in South Florida. If you look at XFC fights, well, five of our seven fights that were on the live side of the card last HNET fight, five of the seven were decisions, many of them split decisions. You know, we match them up very tough. There are no easy fights with the XFC. This is not about padding fighters' records. This isn't boxing. This is MMA. Losses are acceptable. We don't mind when they happen. And, fighters lose from, they learn a lot from their losses. So, you know, we're excited about the kind of fights we put together, and we're getting a great name in the industry as a promotion that puts on very, very tough fights.
Correct.
Not a bad thing to be known for, you know, brother?
Of course not. Everybody loves a good fight. You know, you always want to see these two guys and say, gosh, who's going to win? And you got to love the emotions. You know, you're rooting for one guy, and then all of a sudden you go to the other guy because he's coming back. And that's the excitement. And I think that's something that MMA has that, say, boxing doesn't have, because most of the time you get Mayweather and
yep.
You get a Cotto and you know who's going to win. But that's something that MMA brings. You just never know
yes.
who is going to win, whoever brings it to the table. But do you think, in your opinion, that this hurts the industry if you have set up fights?
Yeah,
it hurts the industry when you have one-sided fights. I mean, that's the reason why boxing has gotten the black eye it's gotten. This shouldn't be about padding fighters' records. And sometimes promoters think and fighters think that if their record's really, really strong, oh, that's going to get me to the UFC. That's not what gets you to the UFC. It's who you fought and who you beat that gets you to the UFC. So if you are a legitimate fighter, you're going to want to see how good you really are. And the only way you do is to get tested against very tough fighters in your weight class. That's what we provide fighters.
And, John, XFC has been around since 2006. You've had much success over there in Tampa. In fact, you had a record with the attendance out there. What is the secret about the XFC that packs these places up?
Well, you know, brother, when we were at the Forum at that time, the majority of the seats were being sold at $10. But when you got 24,000 seats in an arena, you can do shit like that. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you that people were paying $30 and $40 a seat. Most of them paid $10 to be in the arena. But that's okay. Like I said, when you get an arena that size, you can do it. When you have a good product, you want people to come see it. And the best way to do that is price, keep your prices low, especially today in this tough economy. And then and the people come and see it. And you can't pick up fans if they don't see your product. So we want them to come in the door, and we want them to check us out. Now we're blessed. We're on national TV, so, you know, there's quite a few more people seeing our product. It's not just the people in the arena, but it's also all those people at home. And we're getting a hell of a reputation as a result. People see us as the next major promotion that's going to be making a big move. And we're in a lot of negotiations and with a lot of very serious people in the industry. So don't be shocked if you hear big news coming from the XFC real soon. As you can tell, if you're following us, we've been signing some pretty aggressive in signing fighters. So we're expanding our roster for sure.
Right, and now you started off in Florida, and then you spread out to Kentucky and Tennessee. And you just mentioned you might have some big news further down the line. So can we see the XFC going to more southern states?
Well, we're doing a lot more shows, bro. I mean, we've done. You know, we're doing eight or nine shows in the last 12 months. You know, we have a show, you know, this Friday, but 5 weeks later we're in Charlotte doing a show, and then 6 weeks later we're back in Knoxville. You know, we just signed a show for Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. We're talking to Mohican Sun about getting a show in there in late fall. So, you know, we're working our way up and down the East Coast, you know. Listen, we're based in Florida. We're a Florida promotion. That's our home. We love Florida. But we're a national brand, so we have to move around the country. And, you know, we're moving up and down the East Coast now. We just did a tryout last week in Massachusetts where over 100 fighters showed up. 15 of them flew in. I was on Inside MMA a couple of days ago, they showed that piece of the tryouts, you know, and that's pretty strong, bro. When you can go to Massachusetts, do a tryout, and have over 100 fighters there trying out for a contract.
That's right. And, you know, there's so many MMA up-and-comers right now. It definitely is an opportunity to give these guys a chance, just like you guys have had. Now,
well, that's right, bro. UFC doesn't have the most talented fighters in the industry. They just don't, because you know what? The most talented fighters, nobody knows who they are right now because they're in the gyms right now waiting to be discovered. Our sport's too young. There's too many people out there. Our job is to go out and find these fighters and then give them the exposure they need.
Now, there's also here that the XFC was in talks with a movie production company to allow it to film a movie. Can you explain this about what they're talking about this? It was reported in the Tampa Tribune.
They've used parts of our shows in movies, but I'm not quite sure what you're talking about in regards to that.
It's a film versus a movie about an ex-Marine who ends up fighting for them.
Well, those movies are waiting for a budget, bro. So, I mean, we have two or three movies that we're supposed to be featured in a big way. But, you know, those people who have put these things together and submitted their scripts, they're still waiting for their project to be funded. Once it's funded, then we're going to have a major part in those movies. One of them is called Versus. That's correct.
Wow. And you have several fighters that have made a name for themselves, one of them being Nick Newell. We had him on the program, and what a story he is.
Yeah.
The guy is undefeated, and he has, I think it's clear to say that he has become the face of the XFC, because when you see this guy, you think of the XFC.
Well, I wouldn't say he's the face of the XFC. We have a lot of fighters now that have really, you know, that are becoming big, you know, they're a brand. I mean, look at Felice Herrick. If Nick's the face of the XFC, what's Felice? I mean, what about Mariana Kayfetz, you know, and other fighters, you know, we're signing some big fighters, man. Josh Simon, you know, I mean, Jason South, he's 8-0, one of the top prospects in the nation. You know, so we're signing a lot of fighters. Look at Corey Hill. We just signed Corey Hill last week to a 2-year deal. Corey's fighting main event in Charlotte against Jason South. So, you know, we're signing more and more fighters. I wouldn't say anyone's the face of the XFC. We're a lot more than one face. Nick is certainly an inspiration. He's a great fighter, and we're very proud that we've given him a stage that he can show people that even though he was born with missing half an arm, he can compete at this high level.
And he has quite a story, you know. It comes to tell you that, you know, we are blessed. We have two hands to feet. And when you look at this guy and he's kicking some butt inside that cage, hey, anything is possible as long as you put your mind into it. Guys, the website to visit there is officialxfc.com. So, John, what's the goal for the XFC? You guys obviously are trying to set yourself apart from a UFC or from a Bellator. So what is your model? What are you trying to set yourself as far as
our model? We've been consistent all along, you know, since we founded this promotion in 2007. Our goal was to find the next generation of superstars. We believe since our sport is only 25 years old that the most talented MMA fighters are undiscovered. Our job, through our tryouts and working with regional promoters where they do tournaments, where the winner of the tournament gets an XFC contract, our job is to find these fighters. Once we find them, we secure them under contract, and we promote them. And nobody promotes better than the XFC. And we tell their story, and then what happens is they become names in the industry while they're under contract to the XFC. And I don't believe that UFC is going to be the number one promotion forever. I believe there's room for other promotions. It's healthier for our industry if there are other promotions out there that are doing well. It can't always be just one promotion. And you see what's happening. UFC is a great promotion, but they're having their issues too. Look what happened in Miami. I mean, Dana White's saying now he's not coming back to Florida anytime in the future. He's pissed off. But you know what? He's doing too many shows. There's not enough names to put on these cards. They're getting a lot of injuries. You know what I mean? Hey, they're not invincible either. Nobody is.
Were you happy to be down here in South Florida by any chance for that show?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Were you happy to be in that show in South Florida when it came, 2 weeks ago?
No, I wasn't. I was not at that show. I was up in New England dealing with the tryouts.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, there was a whole big talk with as far as Dana White and the attendance, but in Florida
itself.
Well,
you didn't put any local guys on the card. How do you not put local fighters on the card, bro? I mean, you go into an area. How much talent is in South Florida? I mean, Jesus. How do you not put some of those guys on your card? I don't get it. I love UFC, and I love what they've done for the industry. But I think when they do shows, they should be putting some of those fighters from that market on those cards, not only to generate local interest, but to showcase those fighters. Why wouldn't you? I mean, there's a lot of people in South Florida. They see no local fighters on the card. Guess what? They get pissed off over that, and I don't blame them.
Right, and then so someone asked him about it, and he said, you know, ask my matchmaker, Joe Silva.
we didn't get
an answer.
Just shows a little arrogance when you don't go and you don't reach out and grab some local fighters. There's certainly a ton of talent down there. But, hey, listen, they're just proving that, you know what, they're proving that they're human like everybody else, and you know, and there's like I said, there are room for other promotions. And we're a promotion that's always going to keep coming. We're consistent. We're doing great shows. We're HDNet's number one property. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Shivalo's on air saying it, you know. So, you know, we're the longest-running property on HDNet now in the U.S. So, you know, they're extremely happy with us. And we plan on staying on HDNet. But we also plan on doing some big shows on other networks, too.
Wow. And any chance you guys will come down to South Florida?
You know, bro, I would like to go to South Florida. You know, I would like to go to the Hard Rock. That was a venue I always wanted to go to. You know, it's just the Seminoles down there are kind of, you know, they just weren't happy with what was happening in MMA. They felt that they weren't, Bellator wasn't drawing the way they need to. And, you know, and then I think, they got turned off by MMA, and it's a shame because that's a great venue. But we hope to make it down there one day, and I think once we get in there, we'll stay in there because, you know, we promote well, and I think we'll have a good turnout. I really do.
Awesome. Well, John, thank you so very much for taking your time and speaking to us. And, guys, catch the fight this Friday on HDNet, XFC18. If you're not going to be in Nashville, if you are in Nashville, Tennessee, you can go ahead to Ticketmaster.com and purchase tickets there. And that's the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. The fights begin at 10 p.m. live on HDNet. You can also visit officialxfc.com for information or follow them on Twitter at officialxfc. John, thank you so very much. And anytime you'd like to be on the show, you let us know, sir.
Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate the opportunity to get our message out and to all the fans there listening in South Florida. You know, we might be from a different part of Florida, but we love you guys. We thank you for all the support. Helping make our industry strong. So we'll get there sooner or later, and we look forward to getting there and doing some shows for you.
Awesome. Thank you so very much, John, and have good fights over there Friday night.
Thank you, brother. Go tune us in and enjoy the show. It's going to be a good one.
Will do. Thank you so very much. Have a good night, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, wonderful interview there with Mr. John Prisco, the XFC president. And in just a few minutes, we're going to bring in Vladimir Araujo, better known as Bebe Monstro, representing MMA Masters. And he will be in action coming up next Saturday for CFA 7 against Luis Santos, who has close to 60 fights in his MMA career. That is quite amazing. So stay tuned, guys. Don't change the website. We'll be right back with more here on The Roman Show. And, guys, if you want those pair of tickets, tweet us at RomanDH, hashtag Roman Show, for a chance to win a free pair of tickets. We'll be right back with more on The Roman Show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Thank you.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet today. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com
will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Roman Munson, telling you to watch with all Roman, one of my good buddies. We are announcing Fight Time Promotions.
And we are back here with more on The Roman Show. As you just heard from XFC President John Frisco and Steve Bruno earlier on the program. And there's lots to talk about. As I had mentioned, Bellator 71, XFC 18, and the UFC on FX4, Clay Guida versus Gray Maynard, will all take place at the same day, this Friday night. I think I'm going to enter into MMA coma after this weekend, because after that Friday night, Saturday night, you have Rich Franklin versus Wanderlei Silva live from Brazil. And in that card, you have a bunch of fighters from Brazil. Some of them that were a part of the Ultimate Fighter Brazil. So they're going to be at the featherweight final. They're going to be in there as well. And the middleweight final. So it's going to be a great show. We're going to see some young talent there coming out of Brazil. And as we know, Brazil, the South American country, is a hotbed for MMA fighters and future champions. So that's all happening this weekend. So there shouldn't be any remorse. You know, you got to be happy, because this week, and we are going to get it. We're going to have Friday night, three shows on at the same time, and then followed by Saturday with the UFC 147. Also, Fabrício Werdum will be on that card against Mike Russell. We had an opportunity to speak to both Franklin and Silva in a phone conference yesterday, to be exact, who stated, Franklin said that he understands that the crowd is going to be against him, but he has this thing where he gets the crowd in his mind and has them cheer for him. So he uses that towards his advantage, he says, because no matter what, the fans are going to be loud. So he kind of, in his mind, grabs the crowd's boos and turns them into cheers. As far as Wanderlei Silva, he is excited because it's been more than 10 years since he has fought in his home country of Brazil. So you could just imagine. You imagine going back home, and for more than 10 years, you finally get to perform in front of family and friends. I'm sure he has some butterflies. It's kind of starting his career all over again. Guys, if you want a free pair of tickets to CFA 7 coming to you live from the Bank United Center in Coral Gables, Florida, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com with hashtag Roman Show, or on Twitter at RomanDH, hashtag Roman Show. Add us, and you will possibly win a pair of tickets to CFA 7. I say possibly because we are going to choose the winners. We're going to do a little lottery kind of drawing type of thing in which we will then decide as far as who we're going to choose. Hey, now, the Ultimate Fighter Live, as we know, it's not going to be airing the live fights. They scratched that off. But now they're saying that the Ultimate Fighter, the 16th installment of it, has pretty much gone directly to managers. They're reaching out to the fighters. It's not like they're flying in all these fighters. They're coming in on their own expense. The UFC officials have reached out to managers and said, hey, we want this guy. We'll be keeping an eye on him. So that's what's a little different from this season. They're reaching out to these guys. It's not like they were accustomed to in quite some time. So they're definitely changing the whole atmosphere from that program. Guys, again, visit us on the website, RodolphoRoman.com, to check out any past interviews here on the show. Anything you might have missed, you can catch it right there. It's all in the archive. All the interviews in the past, you can find it right there and then. And again, follow us on Twitter, at RomanDH. You want to call in, 714-868-0222. I'm writing solo tonight. So 714-868-0222. You can reach us there, and you can go ahead and speak about MMA or speak about anything else. Personally, I want to speak about the Miami Heat because we're one win away from winning the NBA Finals. Tomorrow night, we should be champions as we reach out to Vladimir Araujo, better known as Bebe Monstro. And it's going to be two Brazilians clashing next
Hello.
Saturday. Hello, Vladimir. How are you, sir?
How you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. Thanks so much for taking some time and speaking to us here on the program. I understand that you were training there a little bit, getting ready for your fight next Saturday night. How are you training for this fight, Vladimir? As we all know, Santos, he has almost 60 fights, this guy, Luis Chapo Santos. So what type of training, what type of different regimen are you doing this time around compared to your last fights?
Yeah, the most specific thing, he's a softball guy, and that, I'm not used to that. That the only thing is specific for me is that he's stand, he's so far. But normally I'm training my game, I'm training my jiu-jitsu game. That's what I'm going to look for in the fight. I'm going to look for, take the fight for the ground and finish with my ground and pound. But nothing special, nothing, just I'm seeing couple's fight, I'm seeing like to kick, I just, keep my hands up and take the fight where I'm feel good.
Yeah, Vladimir, looking at this guy's record, he's 53-8, and he has 29 knockouts. So he's been in the game for quite some time. Being that you're from Brazil, did you hear of him when you were in Brazil?
Say again?
When you were living in Brazil, before you came to the States, did you hear of Luis Santos?
Yeah. I heard about him before. Even before I stopped fighting, I started training MMA, I haven't seen his fight. I know he's a old guy, like he's had a lot of experience. I haven't seen a lot of fights from him, but nothing scared, nothing, I think he's a normal guy, he just has a lot of experience, but it's nothing special.
Right. And, personally, in my opinion, I think that this is going to be the fight of the night because I know both of you guys are going to be having an incredible fight. And this is the second time in CFA that you fight a fellow Brazilian because last show, or the two shows ago, you fought Nikolai Curry.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. My last CFA fight was Nikolai, he's a Brazilian too. And that guy, his style was close to my style because he was a judo guy. So that's the first time, not the first time, but the first time I fight a strike guy from Brazil. That's weird. Normally guys from Brazil, they especially in the floor. They're the
right.
First guy I'm fighting strike. And like I'm fighting, he's from Brazil, but he's a striker.
Right.
For me, it's the same.
And tell us about fighting a fellow Brazilian. Does it mean anything to you, or does it mean, you know, you got to defend? What part of Brazil are you from?
I'm from Bahia.
From Bahia.
For me,
and,
yeah, I don't think like I'm gonna fight a Brazilian guy. I'm thinking just I'm gonna fight a guy, and I just have to focus on what he's good. I don't care about where he's from, what he's doing. I can fight a Brazilian, I can fight my brother, I can fight anyone. It doesn't matter for me. I'm professional. I make that to live my life. I wanna be the number one. So whatever step on the cage with me, I have to be it. You know.
Do you think? Because looking at this guy's career, almost 60 fights or more than 60 fights, will this be the toughest challenge for you? Will you be tested against Luis Santos? Will he bring something else to you that other guys haven't?
I think I fought tough guy before. I fought a guy, he's 185, and now he's a top contender in UFC now. The guy's called Chris Weidman. So I think that was the tough guy I ever fought, and I went to the decision. This guy right now, like I said before, he had a lot of experience, but I don't think he's the tough fighter, you know, for me. It's just another fight, but like I say, I'm believing in myself. I believe in my ground game. I know he cannot handle with me in the floor. You know, especially not in the floor. So I believe that I have to take this fight for the floor and finish.
Absolutely. And tell me about the competition that CFA has granted you, because they've given you great, great, great competitors.
Yeah, no, CFA have a good fighters, a top-level fighters. So CFA always show me, like, this card right now going to have so many good fights. I don't know if you can say my fight is going to be the best on the night. I can say that because I have a good fighters. Like, the main event is a friend of mine fighting a world champion from Japan, too. So CFA is going up. The best fight is in Florida. Is here, you know. So CFA is now for me the number one Florida, and it just keeps growing. You know, keeps bringing people, bringing good fighters.
Right, and I'd like to get your opinion of that here, because MMA Masters, they're going to have several fighters there at CFA, and you're also going to have some fighters this weekend at the Fight Time show. What does it mean to you when another fighter, because earlier today we had Steve Bruno, who was talking about MMA Masters, and he felt that in MMA Masters, anyone gets a black belt. But
I heard about that, and no, believe me, this guy is a pain in the ass, because I asked for this guy, you know I'm in 170 here, I never lost 170 in Florida in my career. And every time I have trouble to find an opponent, yeah, I don't know what the guy talk about MMA Masters, because he never wants to fight me. He never wants to fight Frankie. And Frank was a purple belt at the time. And just now he's opened his mouth to say something like that. I want to see if he's going to survive the fight. Okay, if he survives the fight, I want to see if he want to fight me. Okay, say that I'm challenging him. I'm challenging anyone from ATT, because they scared. They scared for me, you know, to see someone to accept a fight with me. You know, I'm the best one. All those guys I fought for entity, only black belts. Anything like that, be all those guys from there. Now, Luis Sop is going to be another one. And after that, I challenge anyone from entity, anyone from Florida. They just talking shit when they can't talk, you know. But when to step in the cage, I want to see what's going to happen. You know, I believe it. Anderson, we're gonna knock him out. That's what's happening. He said, "Well, so with me, Anderson, I wanna see that. I'm gonna be laughing on his face. I'm gonna be on his corner. So.
So you're gonna be cornering him this Friday, Anderson, Mel Anderson.
Yeah. I'm gonna be on the corner. So I wanna see after the fight if you're gonna be with his mouth like that, because he's just tough. No, and so many times I meet opponent and nobody show up. No. Everybody know about that.
And does it really get to you? Does it get under your skin when someone talks about your camp?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The guy, what he says is not true, because why he don't fight me? I'm not black belt from MMA martial art. He never fought me. He, his brother, you know, the no, he's a piece of shit. He just talking because he wanna get popular, but. He's not a fight, he's not a heel fight, he came out from the UFC because, you know, they kicking him out because he lose. You know, he's a loser.
Right.
So he wanna make noise, that's it.
Right. Well, Vladir, I know you're going to have a good fight and a very entertaining one at CFA. If you would have to say something to fans listening here tonight, what can they expect from Bebe Monstro next Saturday night here in Coral Gables?
Guys, the respect for me the same. Aggressive guy, a guy going for finish the first round. In the first round, I look for knockout or ground and pound. I'm not looking for submission. I'm looking for finish the fight. You know, everybody know about that. So like I did in the last fight, pressure. I'm step forward and I'm going forward. So another step back and just back there. You know, I'm going there to finish the fight.
Well, Bebe Monstro, good luck next Saturday night, and we'll see you in action at the Bank United Center.
All right.
At CFA 7 Never Give Up. Good luck, right, Bebe?
All right.
Thank you. Obrigado.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Buenas noches. All righty. Well, great stuff there from Bebe Monstro. He's ready for his fight next Saturday night against Luis Sapo Santos, a man who has over 60 fights, and he will be at CFA 07. You want to go to the show? Email us. RomanDH@yahoo.com, type in their hashtag Roman Show. Or you can tweet us at RomanDH, hashtag Roman Show, and we will make sure to hook you up with a pair of tickets. Well, guys, that's pretty much does it for us. Make sure you guys enjoy all the MMA action this Friday and Saturday night. Again, to reiterate, XFC18 on HDNet. That starts at 10. Bellator 71 on MTV2. You can check your local listings for that. UFC on FX4. Well, they start the prelims on Fuel TV, Facebook, Fuel TV, and FX. So make sure you check your local listings for that as well. And then, obviously, Silva versus Franklin, number 2, the rematch. It's been some years since these guys fought, but they're going to go at it again in Brazil, in Silva's hometown. So it's going to be exciting. The crowd is going to be, I can't even imagine how loud they're going to be, but good luck there for our American fighters to represent in Brazil. But UFC 147 will be taking place in Brazil in Belo Horizonte this Saturday night. Make sure you guys catch that as well. With that being said, make sure you check out the website, RodolphoRoman.com. Follow us on Twitter one more time, at RomanDH. And if you happen to like this show, then share with other people. Spread out the word. Because it's all about communicating with the MMA community and anything else that happens down here in South Florida. Guys, hope that you guys enjoyed the show tonight. And make sure you tune in next Wednesday night where we will have what we like to call here the Roman Show Face-Off. And we will have two fighters that will fight on the CFA 7 card, go head-to-head in a 3-round, 1 minute apiece communication battle. You know, they're going to cut a promo on each other. They're going to say why they're going to beat the other guy here on the program. You do not want to miss that because the last time we had this face-off, they ended up betting each other, and it was very entertaining. So make sure you guys tune in next Wednesday night at 10 p.m. at a regularly scheduled program. And then on Tuesday night, we're going to have Andy Levine from Tough Enough, where WWE's Tough Enough, and then he wrestled at FCW. So he'll be here at 9:30 p.m. next Tuesday night. Guys, thank you so very much. Enjoy the weekend, and see you next Saturday at TFA 7 at the Bank United Center. Oh, and one note before I go, I want to make sure, and I promised a good friend here, Frank Morajon, that the 2012 Florida MMA Awards are Sunday, November 4th, at the Miramar Cultural Center at 5 p.m. Tickets are now on sale. You can visit FloridaMMAAwards.com, and this will be a red carpet event. And mind you, the Roman Show has been nominated as a top internet show. So make sure you guys go out and vote. And again, you can visit the FloridaMMAAwards.com. You can purchase your tickets at the same sites, FloridaMMAAwards.com. And again, the event is Sunday, November 4th at the Miramar Cultural Center at 5 p.m. And trust you me, there will be lots of fighters in the house. Yours truly won't be in the house. Heck, my girlfriend will be in there, even there with me. She could beat us both. And we could just sit down and chat and enjoy some coffee and talk some MMA. And make sure you get your tickets right now and you vote for us as well. Again, that is FloridaMMAAwards.com. Guys, good night. I hope you guys enjoy the show. And we'll be right here next week, Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Good luck. Good luck to the Miami Heat. And good night, guys.